From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, indicted Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff pleads guilty. We'll have more on that from Washington. First, the lead, West Virginia. The situation looks grim for 13 men trapped in a coal mine in the north-central part of the state. A blast early yesterday sealed them 260 vertical feet underground and thousands of feet along mine shafts. The air quality tests from inside the mine show high levels of carbon monoxide. Rescue crews are still trying to reach the men. A camera-equipped robot has gotten stuck in the debris. Family and friends are gathered at a small church across the street from the mine. The president of the mining company, that's International Coal Group, his name is Ben Hatfield. He briefed the press and tried to remain optimistic.
We have some of the hardest working, talented people in the business. They're enthusiastically pushing forward, using their skills that they have practiced long and hard. So I would say morale is high. They are as discouraged as we are that we've not to this point received any communication from the men. But we all continue to push forward as hard as we can, so long as there is hope.
That's Ben Hatfield, the president of the International Coal Group. NPR's Frank Langfitt is on the scene of the accident. He's been there overnight. Frank, you were at the press conference this morning. How's the rescue effort going?
Well, it's moving very slowly, Alex. Part of the problem is this carbon monoxide gas that they've been talking about. And they're moving, they're about 10,000 feet in, but they have maybe at least another 3,000 feet to go before they might be able to get close and find where these miners are. They still don't really know where they are. In the meantime, what they're doing also is they're drilling down two more holes down into the mine to test the air quality, to try to see if there might be some other place where there's good air where the miners might have been able to protect themselves.
So at this point, the major danger to the miners, I gather, is this the gas, the carbon monoxide?
Yeah, absolutely. They found in this first drill, the drilling that they did earlier this morning, is they found carbon monoxide levels at essentially, you know, at toxic and fatal levels. And that really cast a pall, you know, through the church where people are visiting and certainly up here at the mine, because what people are wondering is how long could people last with such dangerous gas. And what's happening right now is as the miners are moving along, they're, the mine rescuers, they're testing the air as they go. To also make sure that they don't succumb to this gas as well. And at some point, they will hit at least one big pocket of carbon monoxide, and they'll have to use fans or change the ventilation system to blow that air out so they can continue to try to find the miners.
It does sound as though it's dangerous for the rescue teams, especially because it's not just the gas, but this is a mine shaft that collapsed, right?
Well, there was actually, it's a really good question as to what happened here. All we know so far from what we're hearing is there was an explosion. So far, they have gotten some video cameras down there, and they haven't seen a lot of burning or signs of fire. And it could have been any number of things. It could have been a methane. It could have been started by methane. It could have been started by coal dust, which is also combustible. But up to this point, the executives here at the company are very reluctant to speculate on exactly what caused it.
The family and friends are gathered in this church across the street. I know the governor of West Virginia has been there this morning. You've spoken to some of the folks there. What are they saying?
Well, they're really gloomy, especially with the news this morning. I think that they were holding out hope that they might see a miracle like I saw a few years ago up in western Pennsylvania. But in this case, I think when people heard that the carbon monoxide levels were so high and that they were at levels that people wouldn't survive for more than maybe 15 or 20 minutes, they really began to become, you know, pretty pessimistic. I talked to a young man named Nick Helms. His father, Terry, is down there. He's a safety officer, what they call a fire boss in the mine. And when he heard about the carbon monoxide levels, the words out of his mouth to me was, you know, devastated. And what he hopes, and other people are saying, is these are a lot of these miners are very experienced. Terry Helms, he'd been working in the mines for more than 30 years, and what they hope is they were able to find some spot where there was clean air, and they were able to put up some of these plastic curtains that they use for ventilation to keep that carbon monoxide out.
Okay. NPR's Frank Langfitt speaking from the Sago coal mine in Tallmansville, West Virginia. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Alex.